Welcome. Well, I knew this day would come. Here we are at the penultimate episode of Fringe Power on Local 107.3 FM. I know that's your favorite word, Tim.
It is. It's one of my favorites.
It's been a long, strange trip.
It has been.
We have one more, what will likely be a long, strange show next week, featuring who knows how many guests.
Absolutely mad.
But today on the show, we have with us, kicking things off, Colleen McIsaac.
Colleen McIsaac.
Join us momentarily.
Vile passeist.
That's right. We have some folks from the Silk Purse Atlantic Theater Company.
Yes, G. Lee Bolton.
That's right. Who's our third guest?
Sophie Nadeau and her crew from Playing Pretend, Ryan and Becca.
Very good.
Folks,
yes,
thank you very much for joining us on In Bed with Tim Turnell. And, well, I have to apologize once again to Judd. That big bed from last week, that cumbersome hideaway couch, I can't believe that it was empty the whole time. For the majority of my life in theater, I've been called vagabond, even though I've lived, loved, worked, even served a little time in St. John over the last 10 years. I don't consider that much of a vagabond, but being an actor, I've also been called narcissistic and egotistical to the point where I'm not even worth dating. Maybe that's true, but I'm really modest, and I'm having fun playing with that stereotype. Plus, being in the arts, it's assumed that I am promiscuous, but I go to bed alone all the time, and art has been imitating life. Hopefully this week will be a little bit better. Judd and I, folks, are wearing the exact same PJs. He's right. It had to happen sooner or later.
You can only go to bed with the same fella so many times.
Okay, well, they're not exact. Our Judd's are a little more solid robin eggs blue, and mine is a striped sky blue. But we did not call each other before the show to arrange this.
Unintentional.
So, instead of the hideaway couch, I'm giving Judd his room back to work his magic, as he always is. I have a trindle bed. That's right, Judd. Watch this. Okay, ready? Okay, on this arm. Ow. This arm. There we go. Eh? It's like a single bed. With
not
a,
half bad.
With
not
a drawer. So you can save. And now watch this. No, that's a little... Ow. That, geez.
That sounds a little sticky.
It's a little harder to get in than it is to get out, but it's a trindle bed. It's it works. It's like a single bed with a drawer, which makes another bed. So, that's right, folks. A trindle bed, straight from a trendy Swedish furniture company whose name will not be spoken. It's a combination of the finest wood chips and glue Sweden has to offer. So, folks, without further ado, I am going to welcome our first guest to the show, Colleen McIsaac of Vile Passeist. How are you, Colleen?
I'm fine. Thank you so much.
Good, good. What are you wearing to bed tonight?
I got some fluffy bunny slippers.
Wonderful.
They're pretty excellent. Pretty keeps me cozy around the toes.
I think everyone should have some of those. I've got some chicken ones. Fluffy chicken ones.
Excellent.
Vile Passeist. Where'd you come up with the name for that?
It is actually a phrase borrowed from the Futurists, which were a theater group that kind of decided to do away with all of the theater from the past, and they said that they were looking to get rid of all that vile, passé theater, and our artistic director, doing his master's in Toronto, heard that and was saying, I really miss all that vile, passéist theater. I want to, that's the theater I want to do, so that is the theater we do.
And you and your team of two other actors, is that correct?
Actually three. There's four of us in total.
Oh, there's four of you in total.
Mm-hmm.
And you're coming to the Fundy Fringe Festival this August 20th to 24th. And the name of your show is?
It is In the Telling.
In the Telling. And that's based on a play, that's an old play, is it not, from the 1500s?
Indeed, it is a vile passéist play by George Peel from the late 1500s called The Old Wives' Tale.
And you've had some legwork already done with this show, have you not?
Indeed, we're bringing it actually to all of the three Maritime Fringes this summer. We're the first company that's going to be doing that. And so we just finished up last weekend at the fantastic Island Fringe in Charlottetown.
Great. Yeah, I hear it's great. And the Atlantic Fringe is after this one.
That's right. It's the following weekend in Halifax.
That is great. Have you been, you've been crowdsourcing for that, or?
Indeed, yeah. We have a fundraising campaign going, and we're hoping to raise $2,000 to help us kind of hit the road, because travel expenses are indeed expensive.
And which funding source online are you doing that with? We can throw it out there for the listeners in case they're got nothing to do right now. They can cruise
well,
by and check
they,
it out.
It's actually through our website at vilepasseus.com. So if you can spell that, you are...
If you can spell that, you have earned the right to donate money to this great cause. Is this going to be...
It's a VILEPASSEISP, in case anyone is wondering.
Perfect. No, there's a lot of people out there that probably appreciate this. Is this the first time you're going to be in New Brunswick?
Indeed. The first time that our company has actually gone on a tour ever, and for a number of our performers, it'll be actually the first time that we're in St. John.
Great. Now, give us a little rundown on the story for the people that that have your have their curiosity piqued.
Well, it's we've got a little bit of a magic sorcery song. It's the story. It's a story within a story where three young adventurers are going through the woods and they get lost and they meet this old woman who starts to tell them the story of the white bear of the woods, which is the quarry which they are seeking. And through the stories she starts telling, they start to get involved in that, and we learn kind of how the white bear came to be.
So this is definitely something for all ages.
Absolutely. It's something that I think, well, as we found out in Charlottetown, that a lot of adults can enjoy as well, but it's certainly something that that kids would like to, I think.
Oh, that's great. That's a great point, because we always want to make sure to our listeners that there is something for everyone at the Fundy Fringe Festival. As edgy and as fringy as it is designed to be, there is something for everyone, and we're hoping that you get a great turnout, because it sounds really, really fun. Now, I saw a picture of you guys. It's fairly, it looked almost Tolkien-like, hobbits. It looked like an all-female hobbit fellowship, almost. But that's where the magic and the period work is coming through, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. That's actually not a comparison that we've had made before, but I really like. I really like
I'm
that.
I'm the first? Perfect. No, I'm not. I have no idea how tall you guys are, really, so no offense there. And the Atlantic is going to be next after this one, and you were just at the Island Fringe, and you said that you had a lot of good review from family and friends there. So what other genres that people might be interested in, because would also be attracted to the show? You said something like magic. We kind of refer jokingly to Tolkien, but almost maybe a Shakespeare type feel as well, correct? Because this play is quite old.
Yeah, absolutely. I would say that people who are, I mean, as you kind of said, people that are interested in kind of the fantasy or adventure genre might be interested. Definitely people that like Shakespeare, though we've modernized a good deal of the language. Some of it is still kept in that time period, so it's not difficult to understand, but you get a feeling from it. It's creating this other world that's kind of Shakespearean in nature, so definitely Shakespeare fans. And we also have some really great music in it as well, so for people that like a musical, we have an award-winning composer, Jenny Trites, working with us, and she's created a number of songs specifically for the show that we're really excited about.
So original songs as well. That's great. Colleen McIsaac, I appreciate you joining us in bed today. Thank you very much for your time. You were great in bed, and I can't wait to see the show.
Oh, well, thank you so much. We can't wait to make it out to St. John.
Wonderful. Everyone, folks, Vile Passeist in the telling, going to be at the Fundy Fringe Festival this 20th to the 24th, 5 days of Fundy Fringe Festival Theater. Go check them out. Thanks again, Colleen.
All right, thank you.
listening to the Fundy Fringe Festival, reclining on a cozy trundle bed.
It's pretty good. My feet are sticking over
not
the
bad.
End out here.
There's only a few springs in my left side here.
You like that?
Yeah.
I see. We can both enjoy this horizontally, and it's we have our separate spaces at the same time.
Horizontal enjoyment is a fine kind of enjoyment to
Speaking
be
Speaking of enjoyment, August 20th to 24th, 5 days of the Fundy Fringe Theater Festival. Remember to like, share, comment on my pajama pics online for a chance to win tickets to the Fundy Fringe and a grand prize of a punch pass. You can check out for those pics and more information on Facebook, Fringe Power, Local 107.3 FM, Fundy Fringe Festival, and of course, Theater Narcissus 12. Our next guest is returning from last year's successful run of Place Setting. We have Silk Purse Atlantic Theater Company, and with us on the phone today is S.G. Lee Bolton. How are you, S.G. Lee?
I am good, Tim Turnell.
I like it. Have you been working at all on this show, I take it? I'm being sarcastic because I know this is pretty much your whole production this time, isn't it?
Yes, yes. I have been working my little teaspoons off, as it were, for many months now. I can bore people on the subject of tea anytime you like. But I also have a living room full of pots and little packages of things that smell wonderful, and it's very exciting.
That's great. Last year's Place Setting had Ken Bolton, kind of at the front and center of the production, but now you are both taking, you're delegating a bit. This is an installment theater piece, as it's described, is it not?
Installation.
Installation.
Actually. Yes. So that's a little confusing, I know, for people.
Could you explain, please?
I'm going to try.
Wonderful.
The thing is to think of it almost more like an art exhibit. Mm-hmm. So it's an art exhibit with performance. It's an installation. You come in and there are things. There are things to look at, things to smell, things to touch, things to taste. And as you're exploring this wonderful environment we've created, some pieces of performance happen.
Okay.
That you can pay attention to as you wish. I want to reassure people of two things.
Yeah.
It says interactive.
Mm-hmm.
People get scared.
Yes, I'm already panicking.
Okay, it's interactive in that you might drink a cup of tea.
Mm.
Okay, no, that's okay. Not so scary.
I can handle
or
that.
You will at no point be asked to stand up in front of people and sing.
No,
not happening.
No one's going to point and laugh at me or anything like that when I'm there.
Well, Tim.
Well,
you,
that
I
happens.
Can't promise
yes.
That. For other people, though, I can pretty much guarantee it.
And another point was the installation is open to the public for a period of 3 hours, but the show is not 3 hours long, correct?
Yes. Again, please don't panic. It is not, it's a three-hour Fringe play. It's like an art exhibit. You come in. It's open during those 3 hours. You can come in at any time, see as much as you like, experience the various sensory pleasures on offer, and then make your way out when you're done at the end. So you don't, it would probably take about an hour to do all of the things that are on offer, but you're not trapped for 3 hours.
So this is like a theater spa in the sense that the audience member, the participant, casual participant, is enjoying the experience a little more personally involved than being focused outward on the performance that's happening in front of them. This is more kind of a sensory smorgasbord for the participant.
Exactly. I mean, a lot of this kind of work is happening in various places. Some people, you know, go to New York and see Sleep No More, which is a huge, they've got an entire building that they've taken over and they can offer many experiences and you know, it's New York and they spent millions of dollars. So this is my little version of that kind of experience done in three rooms at St. John Arts Center.
St. John Arts Center, 20th to the 24th. It's open the whole time, correct?
That's
like,
right,
like
every
day.
Day.
Okay,
yeah.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
And there is a bit of performance, there is a bit of kind of, as you say, casual participation. There is enjoyment of a spot of tea is what the production is called. I think we forgot to mention that. A spot
that's
of tea.
Important. A spot of tea.
Yes. And What else was there? A tea reading?
There is a tea reading. So one of the things on offer is that people will have the option to go into a room in small groups and have a tea reading.
And what
now,
does...
it's not a tea leaf reading, which people are somewhat familiar with. It's kind of somewhere between a tarot reading and a tea leaf reading, and I'm not going to explain too much about it because that would take away all the mystery.
Okay.
Suffice it to say that, like those kinds of readings, the participants will make some choices, and then based on those choices, which of course reflect who you are and what's happened to you and what might happen to you in your future, I will tell you a little bit about a certain kind of tea and a certain kind of person, and perhaps you will be interested, amused, or enlightened by the reading you get based on your choices.
So... Not discriminatory. Pardon me, I'm making up words here as we go, or at least the scansion of them. Any religious group? No, it's not going to offend anyone. The tea leaf. I know because I know my mother. My mother was like, "Oh, don't go to the tea leaf reading." But this is just a tea reading, and it's very non-offensive. Correct? People can be enjoyed.
Unless you're, offended by tea, in which case, please, the whole thing is a problem for you.
Heavy coffee drinkers.
But if you're okay with tea, if you are virulently against the existence of the Camellia sinensis plant, which is the plant that tea comes from...
That does sound offensive.
Doesn't that just, oh no, not Camellia sinensis, run!
I had a bout of that once after a camping trip.
Yes. But as long as you're good with tea, I expect there will be at least a few things that every single person will enjoy. And there are also, I must not forget to add, some surprise guest performers.
Oh, wonderful.
Yes, so it won't just be myself performing, and Ken is doing some performing, but you will also see some people that you might not expect to see doing small bits of performance art.
And family-friendly, too, once again, correct?
Absolutely.
Beautiful, beautiful. I'm looking forward to it. And you can see it, folks, August 20th to 24th during the Fundy Fringe Festival at the St. John Art Center. It's not a three-hour show. Come and go as you wish. And please check out A Spot of Tea by Silk Purse Atlantic Theater Company, SG. Lee. We call her Lee. I don't know why I have the SG this time. I'm just hitting hard that name. SG Lee Bolton's production of A Spot of Tea. Please go check it out. And thank you very much for being in bed, Lee. You are wonderful in bed. I appreciate your time.
Well, thank you. It's been very cozy.
Thank you.
Okay.
This is where art's going, and the big paintings that are sitting in the art galleries now, they've got the big price tags on them, $50,000, $100,000, they've all seen sold. What do they really mean? They don't really mean anything. They're hanging on a wall, and they're not groovy. If you can apply that grooviness to what's happening now, that's where it's at. In other words, if you can create a thing like this, one, and it's a piece of artwork, a piece of sculpture, and that is a piece of contemporary art.
We are going to be announcing winners on our Tim's PJ Picks, like, share, comments, and whatnot next week. Going to probably contact you online. I'm going to switch a microphone because we've got people joining us in the trindle bed. And even though I thought it would be a good idea to have a smaller bed, ouch, this arm, smaller bed this week, we've got two people with us from our next show that we will be talking about, as well as someone on the phone. Please, folks, also remember to count my ums. If you guess the ums of this whole series, private message me at TheaterNarcissist12. I'm going to give away something personally Gotta come out of my dime. Teach me a lesson about my ums. Folks, we have in bed with us today Becca Hastings.
Hi there, guys.
And Ryan Floyd.
Hi.
And on the phone with us is Grandmaster Sophie Nadeau. How are you?
Hello, I'm good.
Good, good. Folks, Sophie, I'll let you start because I am under the impression that you are, as I said, the ringleader, the grandmaster, the poobah of the whole show.
Well, yeah, I wrote it. Yep. I wrote this show. And I'm also starring in it.
And you're directing it, I presume, or is this
nope,
a collaboration
Ryan,
of all three of you?
Ryan is the official director for the show.
Well done, Ryan. I like your jammas, too. They're awesome.
Oh, yeah. Classic sweats.
I also. So, this, as you say, Sophie, you wrote this.
Mm-hmm.
Was there any collaboration at all or tweaking once you got these two other wonderful actors to join you?
It has changed so much from the original script, and it's still changing. But yeah, it has changed a lot. We've worked on a lot of different kind of character stuff once the actors have come in, so it has been a lot of collaborative work.
The show, folks, this August 20th to 24th, once again at the Fundy Fringe Festival, is called Playing Pretend with these fine young actors. This is based on real events, dare I ask?
No, it's mostly fictional. But I mean, you know, all writers do write what they know. So.
And this is your first show that you've written?
Yeah.
Good, good, good. Becca.
Tim.
Thank you. How have you been?
I've been well. How are you?
Good, good. How is the process been through this whole period of getting this show to Fundy Fringe Festival levels?
I mean, the process has been fun altogether. It's getting a little intimidating for the fact that we are going on in less than a week. But I mean, every process is a process nonetheless. But I mean, it's really entertaining. And I mean, I have a couple of great people beside me. So I mean, it's pretty much a good time.
I saw the trailer the other day and there was a lot of physicality, a lot of movement, a lot of play. It looks like you guys are having a lot of fun and it should be enjoyable by people of all different ages that come to the Fringe Festival, right?
Yeah, we have our show based on a PG rating, but we have things in there for adults, we have things in there for kids, and I mean everyone in between, so I mean it's thoroughly enjoyable.
That's great, that's great. And Ryan, how have these people been to direct?
They've been a joy.
So you all are kind of a grand, there's three poobahs here, grand poobahs. I like that, poobah. That's the word. Heck with penultimate. Poobah is the new word. Right? The show is shared. All the heavy lifting is being shared equally by all three of you. Now, directing these ladies has been, and yourself, have been, what do you think?
Well, I don't actually appear in the show.
Oh, I thought you do.
No, we have one more actor, Colby Rice.
That is good information to know.
He couldn't be here today. But I'm behind the scenes for this production.
Okay, because I thought, man, that guy doesn't... He kind of looked... Well, I just thought it was my old age, my cataract starting, because I was looking at your face, oh, that's a guy from the trailer. Folks, if you ever get a chance to check out... Where can they check out the trailer?
We have an event page set up on Facebook. You can search for Playing Pretend, or on YouTube, search for What's That Spooky Noise Productions, and it should come up.
What's That Spooky Noise Productions on Facebook. Check out the trailer for Playing Pretend. Now, this is a set show, correct? It's not improvised. It's rehearsed. There's not
well,
going to be changing.
Everyone involved in the show does have a pretty strong improv background, mm-hmm. So things could change from show to show.
but it is scripted.
It is scripted.
There is a script.
That's good. And... Oh gosh, was there music? Sorry, did you say that there were songs in this one?
There,
or am I just tired?
There's a pretty strong sound effect element. We try to play around with the environments. We're using a lot of sound, a lot of movement, a lot of bright colors.
Okay. So what encouraged you folks to do a piece which, in my opinion, is very movement based, very. Grotowski, very Oh gosh, it's not your traditional scripted get up on stage from the wings, state your lines, character. You know, I from the looks of it aesthetically, it's very very mime. There's a lot of play. There's a lot of movement. It's not what I would guess to be a first timer's out project. What inspired you to take it in this direction?
Well, I wanted to be very fun, and I have a very strong dance background, so when I wrote the script, I pictured a lot of, like, big blocking scenes.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted it to be, like, a fun thing that we can do this summer.
Okay. Sophie, what was your favorite part, or what is your favorite part of the show so far?
Well, I'm having lots of fun as being the character. Like, I've sort of been able to step away from the more, like, director's side as Ryan has taken over. So I'm having lots of fun, like, playing with my character and doing lots of different, like you said, we have lots of different blocking scenes, so they're very fun.
Okay. Becca, how about you? What's your favorite part?
My favorite part. See, I have multiple favorite parts. I play multiple roles. I play about three roles, and each have different physicalities. So, I mean, it's really interesting to get to play all three. So, I mean, yeah.
Thank you very much. Wonderful. Playing pretend, everybody, at the Fundy Fringe Festival. Thank you guys for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
No problem. And hope to see you all soon next week.
Woo!